Hello everyone. Welcome to Yashoda Hospital's online segment, the Health Talk Session. Seasonal viral illness, which had been overtaken by this pandemic, are re-emerging. A number of people are reporting to doctors with similar complaints such as fever, cold and cough, but testing negative for COVID. Well, it may seem odd, but it's good to see other seasonal ailments making a comeback after an year. So let's discuss about seasonal fevers and flus in this session. I'm Dr. Lakshmi, and let's welcome Dr. Arshad Punjani, consultant physician from Yashoda Hospital's Somajiguda. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
So, sir, tell us more about yourself and what made you choose this profession.
I am Dr. Arshad Punjani, working in Yashoda Hospital's Somajiguda. The question about why I chose my profession is a very tricky one, because the first and foremost important thing of choosing my profession was my mother. Not actually me. She was the one, because she wanted someone in the family to become a doctor. She had an ambition. I don't think I had an ambition at that moment. And the second thing is, like everyone says, physics and maths mere palle kabhi pada nahi. So I had to choose something which was easier. The next best thing was biology. My family is from a business family. My brother was into business. So the only choice left was biology for me. Maths and physics were too many numbers and too confusing for me to get into it. So that is the reason I got into medicine. But once I got into medicine, I think it was much more different. The ambition, the hard work, the patience, everything changed. The second reason was I was pretty good at academics. So it was like, you know, the only choice at that moment when we were in that generation was either engineer, doctor, or a businessman. Being good at academics, always everyone expected me to become a doctor. That is the reason I chose to be a doctor.
So now, sir, in this pandemic, we have seen COVID cases on the rise. Yeah. And along with it, we are also seeing seasonal fevers on the rise. So how do you see your clinical experience to be?
Well, COVID has changed our understanding of infectious diseases and pandemics. Pre-COVID era, it wasn't that difficult. It was more about cleanliness, keeping your surroundings clean, keeping your immunity up, and many other things, like very simple things. Post-COVID, like the world knows, it's become too difficult, because it's the most infectious disease we have ever seen in our lifetime. And it is a pandemic which the world is going through. There are millions and millions of people suffering from it, and as everyone knows, the death rate and everything has gone up too high. But after understanding, after almost 1.5 to 2 years of the pandemic, it's very simple. You wear a good quality mask, you maintain a social distance, keep sanitizing, report it, get tested as early as possible for COVID with the symptoms, get in touch with your doctor. Very simple steps to follow. The only problem with India is we have a huge population. The numbers are very high in our cities, but it is very commendable, the government, what job it is doing. So it is our responsibility to come forward, get tested, meet your doctors, to, you know, slow down the pandemic. And as you know, everyone is in waiting for the third wave to come. Hopefully it may not come in India. We hope that it shouldn't. So let's hope that it goes. And like you said, the seasonal flus, one is dengue, which is going around now. The other thing with dengue is, the only problem with dengue is, it's a vector borne disease, like you know, Dr. Lakshmi. Keeping our surroundings clean is one of the most important part and aspect of fighting with dengue fever. The government is doing its job. The government is cleaning the area, sanitizing many things, but it is our responsibility. Every citizen should take up that. I'll give you an example. I had been to Japan once, and we were having an ice cream, a group of 4 to 5 people. And by mistake, one of my colleagues, a spoon had fallen down, and which we did not notice. There was about two young women, they were not even 15 or 16. They came to us and respected and told us very politely, "Sir, can you please pick up that spoon and throw it in the trash?" So if all of us Indians make it a point that this country is our home and keep that clean, I think we can fight with any infectious disease ever. So that is it.
Absolutely. I think cleanliness plays a very important role in spreading the contagious diseases as well. So with the seasonal fevers on the rise, I know it may sound very odd. Do you think this is a positive sign with regards to the ongoing pandemic?
Yes, it is a positive sign, because if you see the first wave, there was no seasonal flu, there was no any other viruses. Like they said, survival of the fittest, only one virus can live at a time. So hopefully if the seasonal flu is going up, COVID is going to come down. But these are all speculations. It is not something which is proven, but hopefully it should be.
So sir, talking about cleanliness and precautions, so what precautions do you take at home or at workplace to prevent the spread of the disease?
The more than precaution, I would say immunity. One most important thing is have a heavy breakfast, drink plenty of water for the whole day to go through. These two things actually help you in your immunity. So I think most of us, all of us, should be having a very heavy breakfast and drink plenty of water. Second most important thing is wear a good quality mask, which is very simple. And unfortunately, I see a lot of people and my patients wearing masks, but not the right way. They kind of wear it below their nose, which is actually wrong. So a good quality mask will actually save you from many infections apart from COVID too. There is H1N1, there is influenza, common cold, and pharyngitis. So the many infections which can be saved if you actually wear a good quality mask. It is not only about COVID. So those two things will keep you. Second is anyone in the family having symptoms, I think immediately get tested for COVID. It's very easy in India compared to any other country. I think India is one of the most easiest. Our government has done a very good job about this COVID kits, and our private sector, government sector, everywhere. It's very, very easy to get a COVID test done. Isolate them, meet your doctor. COVID now, after the vaccination, and other thing is, please get vaccinated. After the vaccination, we have seen almost 90% of COVID positive patients are with minimal symptoms. They don't need any hospitalization, they need minimum treatment, and they get well in 10 days, that's it.
But with presently the COVID restrictions easing a bit for the public as well, don't you think it would be difficult to control the infections or the spread of these seasonal fevers?
Well, Dr. Lakshmi, it has to ease sometime.
That's right.
COVID or no COVID.
Yeah.
Because I don't think human is a social animal, if you know that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Human is a social animal. You cannot keep them locked in for long, because the mental health issues, especially with children now, is on the rise. Because if you see, the education for children is mostly on laptop.
Mm-hmm.
They are mostly into games. They are mostly into just, you know, not interacting with people. So that is going to be a problem if we don't open up.
Yeah.
I know there are many parents who think that it's very difficult. How do I send my children? He will get infected. But I don't know if it's a double-edged sword or what. But parents do have to understand that children also need interaction with their peer group. They need a school, they need to play games, they need to be physical. All this is also very important apart from getting infected with COVID. So I don't know how we are going to tackle that situation, but that answers will have to be answered. Like, how are we going to tackle it with schools reopening, not reopening, parents being concerned, not being concerned? So these are all very difficult questions to answer, because it's a very personal question. But I think children need to get out. That's my personal opinion.
So now, sir, now with the rise in the other infectious diseases as well, so how do you counsel your parents? So how do you counsel your patients? Because I'm sure most of the patients presenting to your clinic with fever or cold or cough, they must be worried whether it's COVID. So how is it like? Is it the same or did it change?
No, now it has changed a bit. There were times when we wouldn't allow patients to enter our room. Hospital wouldn't allow people with fevers to enter the consulting chambers. And there were times when our colleagues were admitted and we have never visited them. So times have changed now. I think all doctors have become very, very bold and very, you know, fearless, if you ask me. They go to the COVID patients with just a mask on. They don't even wear the whole entire PPE. So it's like times have changed, definitely. I remember time when people, doctors used to stay about outside the room, say hello to a COVID patient from outside who's stable. So now it's like you go there with a mask on and everything's fine. So definitely times have changed. And the other infectious diseases, I don't think in India we were ever scared of that.
Correct.
Because we always were, you know, living in the midst of endemic. Yeah. It's endemic to us, all infectious diseases. It was only COVID which created a pandemic. But I think India, even COVID now is not a big issue.
Yeah, hopefully we also see that COVID turning from a pandemic
to an endemic.
We hope it becomes this.
I hope no waves now. I know, you know, it's very difficult with these waves. And I don't think even if the third wave come, I don't think the public needs to panic. Because even historically and everything, the third wave may not be like the first and the second wave. So it's nothing to panic as such. The government is prepared, the hospitals are prepared, the doctors are prepared. So I think the public needs to calm down with this COVID thing. They need to get vaccinated. They need to keep their calm. And you can go out with minimum precautions like, you know, your mask, your social distance, your hand sanitizer. It's very easy. It's not that difficult. So please go ahead and do that. Get out.
I think it's very important that you take responsibility of yourself and get yourself vaccinated, and everyone around you should be aware of this vaccination program that plays an important role.
Sure.
So, sir, in your clinical experience, tell us about one patient which changed your perspective of practicing medicine.
Well, that's a very difficult question, but yes, I do remember about 7 to 8 years back, not 8 years, I think 10 years, maybe about 10 years back, there was a patient, a 99-year-old lady who came in the hospital with MI, myocardial infarction, basically heart attack. And a lot of doctors in the emergency, I happened to be in the emergency room at that time. They were the attenders, the patient's sons, you know, grandsons, granddaughters, and everyone were like, doctor, she's a 99-year-old lady. Better do whatever minimal possible and don't do much because she, you know, so RER emergency room doctors, they asked them, is she, you know, walking, is she bedridden? And they said, no, she is absolutely fine otherwise, she is not bedridden. And then I had to counsel one of the attenders and I told them, if she is not bedridden and if she is walking and doing her own work, why don't you go ahead and try everything for her, because age is just a number. Age is actually just a number, 99 doesn't matter. And I think he got convinced and he said, okay, doc, you can do whatever you want. And we took her for PTCA, like primary, you know. So, and she survived. She went home walking. So, like they say, I think in Bell Bottom movie, if people have seen that, there's a dialogue which says, it's not over until it's over. So, in medicine, it's not over until it's over. So, age just is a number. It all depends on many other factors of a patient, you know, how the quality of life, the other comorbidities, the other diseases they have. But in doctors' lives, such decisions are very, very in India, because many things come into place, like, you know, financial, the, you know, the family, many other things come into play in India. It's not just the cure, the treatment, and the outcome. Because the outcome may not necessarily be always good. So that is one patient who taught me it's not over until it's over.
I think absolutely that's a right point. It's not over until it's over. It applies similarly to this pandemic as well. So talking about, you said that age is just a number. So are you seeing the seasonal flus or the seasonal fevers are on increasing in numbers when compared to the younger age population among the geriatric population in India?
It's actually, compared to pre-COVID era, the numbers are still less. But like you said, children do get more affected because we cannot tell the children to take that precaution, or the elders can do that. But it's still less compared to the pre-COVID era, the numbers. the seasonal flus, the dengue. I'm talking about the pre-COVID era. I think hopefully these numbers, if they increase, the COVID comes down, which is better, because COVID is one scary thing which has scared the hell out of us, and the news channels, the WhatsApp is not helping us. I have seen rumors and WhatsApp messages which have suggested that about COVID, which is unbelievable, about vaccination. I think people are getting so many WhatsApp messages about vaccination. I know people who are scared to take vaccines because of these messages and news channel reporting 1 in 1 crore patient having these side effects. To tell you very frankly, Dr. Lakshmi, even a paracetamol has side effects.
Correct.
So I don't think vaccines have that kind of side effect. So I encourage everyone to take their vaccination, COVID vaccine, if we need to end this pandemic.
I know. Initially, people were very hesitant to take the vaccination.
And still some of them are. Yes. Still some of them are.
That's surprising.
It is. Yeah, it is. Still some of them are.
So talking about vaccination, sir, what vaccines do you recommend to which age group for these seasonal fevers?
The influenza vaccine, I think every year everyone should take that.
Correct.
It's one of the, every year the vaccine, I think the new influenza vaccines do come now, the latest strains. And for diabetic and other comorbidities, there is a pneumococcal vaccine, so they have to take that. These are vaccinations recommended to the elderly and for seasonal flu. Dr. Lakshmi, now it's my turn to ask a question.
This is surprising.
You have asked me as a consultant physician who's sitting in a chamber and working. Now I ask you, you were there standing in the emergency room during the first wave. How was your experience with COVID?
Well, to tell you, when the COVID initially started in our country, as with everyone was scared. They were scared, they were terrified to even see the patient or even touch the patient. So we were seeing everyone from far with all the PPE. But with the numbers increasing, and then when the private hospitals started accepting the cases, somehow the fear has, gradually come down. And initially when we were seeing the sick patients, like they were like very sick when the vaccine was not out. Okay, they were on the ventilator with the young people becoming very sick. To tell you, yes, we were very scared. And more than that, we had a lot of, we had a family, like everyone. Yeah, everyone. We had our parents, our grandparents, our kids at home. So more than that, we were worried about them as to, we did not want to carry this infection home. So those precautions were the most important thing during that time. Yeah. And then once the vaccine was out, and then we started, the fear had come down, and that is how like it went on.
And one more thing, I think every doctor had this question from their family that why do you want to go and work during COVID's time?
Yes.
And I remember my mother saying, if you don't work, who's going to work? It is your duty, you got to go. So for people who have mothers like me, I think you can become good doctors. And the other thing is, I don't know about other hospitals. I know everyone did their part, but I can talk about Yashoda Hospital, Somajiguda, as I work here. Even in the first wave, initial stages, when there were people, COVID patients were thought as untouchables. I know colleagues of mine, especially one colleague, I don't know if I can take names, but they went to the patients personally near them wearing the PPE, and which was very commendable, and I respect that individual and that doctor, because he was the first one to go to the patient, talking to them, examining them. This was during the initial stages when it was only 10-15 cases. So that amazing respect, that doctor, I cannot take names, I guess, but it was amazing for him to see what he did at COVID times.
So before ending this session, sir, what general precautions do you think one must take, not just for COVID, but in general to prevent any communicable diseases?
Like I said, it's basically keeping your environment very clean, keeping your surroundings clean. It's not only your house. It has to be your surrounding, your locality. We have to make sure that the whole locality is clean, because keeping your house clean doesn't guarantee that the communicable diseases won't come to your house. you have to have that whole locality, whole city, whole country clean for us to come out from the communicable disease cycle. Like the Western countries, you know, the communicable diseases are very rare compared to what we see in India. And it's all because of our surroundings. Our surroundings have to be very, very, very clean. And it's our responsibility as citizens of India to do that. The second thing is visit your doctor whenever you have, as early as possible.
Well, I think that's rightly said. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So do take your precautions and get vaccinated and stay at home as far as possible. Thank you for watching this session and join us until the next week as well. Hope all your queries on this topic were answered. Thank you and stay safe.